你好，我是 Master， 欢迎来到我们今天瞬间秒杀听力的课堂。首先我们来做一段听力的测试，让我们进行详尽的分解。Let's get it.
Good afternoon. What can I do for you?
I'd like to check in, please. I have a reservation under the name Anthony Roberts.
All right, Roberts.
Mr. Roberts, we've been expecting you, and here's your key card to the presidential suite.
But there must be some mistake. My reservation was for a standard room.
Are you sure? Let me double check.
Yeah, here. This is my confirmation number.
You're right, Mr. Roberts. There seems to be a mix-up. Unfortunately, we're overbooked at the moment.
Okay, very good. 我们看所有听力跟口语的一些秘诀。我们今天的主题叫 Hotel Upgrade, 叫做酒店升级。Upgrade 指的是升级的意思。第一句话 Good afternoon, what can I do for you? 这是偏英式的口音。这边有一个连音 Good afternoon. Afternoon 这个单词呢，英式叫 afternoon, 美式叫做 afternoon, 都能两种啊，这个只要能听懂就行了，叫做 good afternoon, what can I do for you?
Can 弱化成 can 跟 I 有一个连音叫做 can I, 所以叫做 what can I do for you?
有什么可以帮到你的，就是我们说的 how may I help you? 把这句话我们再来读一遍
good afternoon, what can I do for you?
I'd like to check in, please.
我们看一个短语叫 check in,Check in 在酒店的时候指的是入住登记的意思。Check out 指的是那么退房的意思。这个 check in 我要入住。
I'd like to, 就是 I would like to。
I'd 是一种缩写，同时 D 可以不用发出来，气流阻塞一下变成 I。
I liked to 弱化成 t,
因为在加速的时候被进行弱化。
I'd like to check in, please.
Checking in 叫 checking.
I'd like to check in, please. I have a reservation under the nameAnthony Roberts,
我们这么一个固定的表达叫做 under the name, 指的是在什么的名下。
Under the name,
我有在 Anthony Roberts 的名下有一个预定 reservation, 指的是预定。
I have a reservation under the name Anthony Roberts.
Have 跟 a 叫 have, 我们这句话再来一遍。
I'd like to check in, please. I have a reservation under the name Anthony Roberts.
All right, Mr. Roberts.
Oh, we've been expecting you.
这句话 we've been expecting you. 这句话什么意思呢？我们一直在盼望着期待着您呢。这就是这句话，就好像这再延伸一点，就是我们一直在等您呢。Expect 指的是盼望期待的意思，用完成进行时表有过去到现在持续的事情。
We've been expecting you, and here's your key card to the presidential suite.
第一个 key card 这个单词指的是房卡的意思，英式叫 key card, 美式叫 key card。 那么Here is, 就是这是给的意思。这是一个半倒装句，就相当于 Your key card to the presidential suite is here. 倒装过来。
Here's your key card.
To 跟 the 在加速的时候 to 弱化成 t. 同时以 u 结尾碰到以 th 音开头的 the 可以不用咬舌，所以 to 跟 the 可以弱化成 t 的。
Here's your key card to the presidential suite.
Presidential 是 president 的一个形容词，指的是总统的。下面一个单词不叫 suit, 叫 suite, 指的是套房，总统套房。Key card to the presidential suite, 总统套房的一个门卡。我们把这句话来说一遍。
All right, Roberts.
Oh, Mr. Roberts, we've been expecting you, and here's your key card to the presidential suite.
But there must be some mistake.
那这边一个 some, 你要记住不是一些是某一个，它可以这个表示某一个，所以后面 mistake 不用加复数的形式。哦，这应该有某一个的差错。
There must be some mistake. My reservation was for a standard room.
Standard room 指的是标准间。他说我的预定啊是一个标准间。For 跟 a 有连叫 for a. Standard 指的是标准 ，standard room 指的是标准间的意思。来，我们继续往后面，对方说什么
？Are you sure? Let me double check.
偏英式口音，美式叫 sure, 英式叫 sure。
Are you sure? Let me double check.
Double check means check again.
Okay, so 让我来仔细检查一下，让我再检查一遍。Let me double check.
Oh, yeah, here. This is my confirmation number. Confirmation number 指的是确认号。
Confirm 只是做动词叫确认。Confirmation 它的名词确认的意思。这是我确认号或确认码。
Oh, yeah, here. This is my confirmation number. Oh, you're right, Mr. Roberts. There seems to be a mix-up.
Mix up 是一个固定的搭配，表示你犯下来的 mistake or failure, 错误或者失败。所以这个 mix up 就是 mistake, 指的是差错的意思。 这边看起来啊，好像有一个差错，出了一个小小的差错。Unfortunately, 很不凑巧的，很不幸的是 ,we're overbooked at the moment. Overbooked 这个单词呢，重音在 B 上。Overbooked 这个单词指的是一个动词 overbook, 加 ED 去掉的话，指的是预定超额了，预定满了，这是一个被动语态，我们被在这一刻被预定满了。We are 在英式当中可以弱化成 were。Overbook 跟 at 有连音，叫 overbooked， 用 t 跟 at 连音变成 Oh, you're right, Mr. Roberts. There seems to be a mix-up. Unfortunately, we're overbooked at the moment. 我们把这段我们再来一遍。Good afternoon, what can I do for you? I'd like to check in, please. I have a reservation under the name Anthony Roberts. All right, Roberts. Oh, Mr. Roberts, we've been expecting you, and here's your key card to the presidential suite.But there must be some mistake. My reservation was for a standard room. Are you sure? Let me double check. Yeah, here, this is my confirmation number. You're right, Mr. Roberts. There seems to be a mix-up. Unfortunately, we're overbooked at the moment. Okay, 这是我们今天所分享的内容。当然，如果你想要学到更多，你可以来参加我21天听力口语挑战计划。这是个完全免费的公益活动，也是今年最后一届的21天活动。27天挑战21个主题，带你精听和分析数百页的口语材料，每一节课两个多小时，全程的干货，很轻松，一个月打通你的听力跟口语。如果想要免费获得这个课程，请立刻关注微信公众号学豆英语，学习的学，豆子的豆，关注之后会立刻推送一个微信群给你，扫码进群就可以来参加我免费21天的直播课程。 So see you next time guys.